Proverbs chapter 14. The wise woman builds her house, but the foolish pulls it down with her hands. Ho, inflation! He who walks in his uprightness fears the Lord, but he who is perverse in his ways despises him. And the mouth of a fool is a rod of pride, but the lips of the wise will preserve them. Where no oxen are, the trough is clean, but much increase comes by the strength of an ox. A faithful witness does not lie, but a false witness will utter lies. A scoffer seeks wisdom and does not find it, but knowledge is easy to him who understands. Go from the presence of a foolish man when you do not perceive in him the lips of knowledge. I want to say that one again. That one's powerful. Verse 7, chapter 14. Go from the presence of a foolish man when you do not perceive in him the lips of knowledge. The wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way, but the folly of fools is deceit. Fools mock at sin, but among the upright there is favor. The heart knows its own bitterness, and a stranger does not share its joy. The house of the wicked will be overthrown, but the tent of the upright will flourish. There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. Even in laughter, the heart may sorrow, and the end of mirth may be grief. The backslider in heart will be filled with his own ways, but a good man will be satisfied from above. The simple believes every word, but the prudent considers well his steps. A wise man fears and departs from evil, but a fool rages and is self-confident. A quick-tempered man acts foolishly, and a man of wicked intention is hated. The simple inherit folly. Say it again. The simple inherit folly, but the prudent are crowned with knowledge. The evil will bow before the good, and the wicked at the gates of the righteous. The poor man is hated even by his own neighbor, but the rich has many friends. He who despises his neighbor sins, but he who has mercy on the poor, happy is he. Do they not go astray who devise evil, but mercy and truth belong to those who devise good. Let me say that again. Mercy and truth belong to those who devise good. Devise good. In all labor there is profits, but idle chatter leads only to poverty. The crown of the wise is their riches, but the foolishness of fools is folly. A true witness delivers souls, but a deceitful witness speaks lies. In the fear of the Lord there is strong confidence, and his children will have a place of refuge. The fear of the Lord is the fountain of life, to turn one away from the snares of death. And this is where I learned on my walk, turning you, the collective, away from the snares of death and bring you closer back to Jesus. Jesus Christ isn't really complicated, and he's quite easy to apply. But not applying him, not knowing Jesus, leads you to the snares of death. And I want you to avoid the snares of death for Canadians. I'm focused on Canadians and the economic performance of Canada as a nation, and down to the individual. So it's my message here to turn you away from the snares of evil. And that's what the Powerhouse Method is. The world's first digital octagon training facility of high-income skills. In a multitude of people is a king's honor, but in the lack of people is the downfall of the prince. He who is slow to wrath has great understanding, but he who is impulsive exalts folly. A sound heart is life to the body, but envy is rottenness to the bones. He who oppresses the poor reproaches his maker, but he who honors him has mercy on the needy. The wicked is banished in his wickedness, but the righteous has a refuge in his death. Wisdom rests in the heart of man, in the heart of him who has understanding, but what is in the heart of fools is made known. Evildoers, your heart reveals itself, and your masks can't hide the posture of your heart. We can measure the posture of heart of all men. that's possible to do because we're judged upon our deeds. So devising good is going to get you the fruits of the Spirit and everything you want. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. The king's favor is towards a wise servant, and you want to become a wise servant to get closer to the fiat currency. Now smarten up and apply this wisdom. Check out my Mr. McDougal Wise Servants, one of my favorite podcast episodes. But his wrath is against him who causes shame. So that's Proverbs 14. Have a great day. Take care.